Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good evening, everybody. It's the great Edward Geiker along with the even greater Jim Schmiedeberg doing what we call the Blue Shirt Underground Radio Rag. That noise in the background is not the scraping of toxic materials, but my friend, the great Jim Schmiedeberg, who will be co-hosting tonight, which marks the date of January 23rd. It's a Thursday. It's a pregame show. And I'm here with Jim. Jim, how are you doing today? And how are you?
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Thank you all for being here, joining us early. Almost a matinee performance.
Now, if you've noticed, I'm doing well. Now, if you notice that Jim is not on his normal laptop, his crap top, is speaking to you in full Technicolor tonight. He is, where are you, actually? He's calling from a phone, right?
Well, I'm in the truck on my way home from work. This is literally drive time radio. Currently at the intersection of Scottsdale Road and McKellips, making my way home to Mesa
now,
in your Fasa, Arizona, as you call it.
Mesa in your Fasa, indeed. Mesa in your Fasa, Arizona. I thought perhaps you were driving Michael Delzato to the airport. Now that he's been trained.
Delzato, to go, you gotta. You scared the casino.
Yes.
No.
Not so. No.
Not driving Michael Delzato.
I was going to say that the not-so-great Michael Delzato has been traded, and I'm sure most of you guys have heard, to the Nashville Predators for a fish called Wanda, the big chill. What else are you calling him, Jim?
Dave?
Mr.
January Man?
The January Man, Kevin Klein. Kevin Klein, a older defenseman, I mean, not over the hill. Was he around 30-ish? Rangers giving up some age.
He's got to be in his 50s by now. A big show. That was in the early 80s.
That's true. Well, Kevin Klein is certainly a little bit older. Rangers gave up a little bit in age, but probably gained a lot in less goals against when it comes down to it. Because MDZ, whether you were advocating him, it just didn't seem to have the headiness or the defensive fortitude that Coach Alain Vigneault was looking for, and he just didn't get it. And we had talked about it on the show. It looked like he was regressing as a Ranger. So I thought some of the proposals that, not the proposals, but a lot of the hope the hopes in return for Delzato to Nashville by Ranger fans are a little absurd. A lot of Ranger fans looking for the Rangers to get Ryan Ellis back in the deal, or the Philip Forsberg, one of their prospects, or Colin Wilson. Michael Delzato was a healthy scratch, you know, a couple weeks ago. He's not going to bring back that kind of return. And Kevin Klein may be just what the doctor ordered, Jim.
Well, I think it was pretty obvious. It might have been the first week of the season. I think we talked about it on the show where Alain Vigneault said something to the effect of, "I've been told he's a good puck-moving defenseman. I haven't seen it yet." So I think we're talking about, you know, Vigneault didn't have a whole lot of confidence in him the beginning of the season. And as the season wears on, his confidence in Delzato was getting less and less. And it just wasn't going to happen. I mean, not only did we see Michael Delzato regress as a Ranger, but he was regressing under the guy that we thought would be the one he'd make progress under. So the bitter end had come, and look, I wish him all the best. At least he's not in a place where he's going to haunt us a lot. If he is to become the player that we thought he might be, but we're happy to have Kevin Klein. He gets to play defense for the Rangers and see Phoebe Cates naked every day. Talk about winning.
Yeah, exactly. And Vigneault is familiar with his play. Klein said it. You know, he's been on record as saying he knows the type of game I play. And it's familiar with him. He's seen Klein play over the years. So I think you'll probably see Girardi do a little bit better with Nashville. Barry Trotz, you know, plays a real close-to-the-vest tight defensive game usually, which is, I think, would play actually more to MDZ's, I can't say strength, but to his weakness, which, you know, I think under a defense where you are playing a zone defense and everybody's kind of knows their role and is kind of not have to use as much of their hockey sense. Not that that doesn't take a lot of hockey sense, but with the read and identify defense that AV put in place, I think it even made Delzato more of a liability as a player and a defenseman. Because, see, frankly, he just hasn't shown the maturity in the noggin, at least from my point of view, that he needs to play in. And that's why he wound up benched and he wound up on the third pairing. And, you know, and he just looked lost. I hate to hog all your truck time. I mean, I know that you like to speak while you're on the truck, but I just want to say right now, it seems like the guy just is in his own zone. He's either falling down, he's out of position. It just wasn't happening here. So, you know, listen, I'm not carrying any grudges. Good luck in Nashville. Have a great hockey career. But now Kevin Klein's here. He's wearing the sweater, and I'm all about the fish call wander now.
Yeah, and you know, we had said it a couple of times last year and probably the year before it. I mean, we saw Delzato make mistakes that you can't even chalk up to, you know, that's a rookie mistake or a second-year guy mistake. I mean, he did things that would be considered idiotic in peewee hockey. And it was just, I don't know. I don't know if it's a head thing or, like you said, if the hockey IQ just isn't going to be there. I don't know, but I don't wish him any ill will. But best of luck to him as long as it's not in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Rangers. And I think the big advantage here is, you know, now the spotlight's on John Moore a little bit because everybody seems to think that the problem with his game was having to play on the right side. And now with the addition of the big chill, he gets to move back to the left where he's, you know, his natural side. So we better start seeing some results out of Johnny Moore or else.
Well, apparently I think he liked John Moore better in the end. I mean, that basically at this point, the same player. I mean, John Moore is another guy we really thought would benefit under the AV system as well, and he struggled. I mean, he's certainly not been the guy we thought he was going to be from last year. So the Rangers have got a lot of questions. This now opens up the thing for Dan Girardi, whether his future. I love how now I'm starting to hear, Jim, all these things we've been talking about for the last month, whether Girardi, and even we brought up Callahan about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's starting to reach the other media outlets, above-ground media outlets, if this is a possibility. And, you know, a lot of Ranger fans. Last night I went to an event in Staten Island where I got to meet Matt Zuccarello and Derek Brassard, and a lot of Ranger fans were there. And, you know, a lot of them don't think it's that preposterous. I mean, it's funny, if you bring it up in some circles, are you wrestling a bear? What's going on over there?
No, I'm just driving. Why is it loud?
It sounds like a wow, 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 wow. Anyway, don't worry.
I got all my windows closed. It's pretty quiet in the truck.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's on my end. But anyway, the Ranger fan in the know they love these guys. We love them. We don't have to prep saying that. But, you know, they're getting older, and they're going to want some money. They're going to want some fish bagels. So we got to make the hard decisions. That's why we're here. So, anyway.
And the trade for Kevin Kline, money was a consideration. They've got a guy who's you know, from I guess everything we've read the last 2 days, I mean, I don't profess to know a whole lot about him. But other than, you know, I've seen the word serviceable used quite a few times. But it is a guy that's locked up for 5 years at $2.9 million. And I, you know, I guess that's a number they'll live with for a sixth defenseman. But,
sure.
So there was a financial, you know, there was some financial considerations in the deal as well. MDC is going to be a restricted agent. You know, so rather than let him go for nothing, they got a guy back who they think they can work with for a few years, and I hope it works out. He's got some toughness. He can throw the gloves. Your type of guy.
Well, he fights when he has to. He beat up Derek Dorsett, I think, earlier this year, which isn't saying much. I mean, Double D doesn't win too many fights.
What courage.
What courage. But I think it was probably Double D that started the whole thing. I mean, let's face it, Dorsett likes to go. And the man obliged. You can't knock him for that. Also,
right.
I kind of noticed this trend, and I couldn't think of the other name when I was thinking about it. Rangers who have either held out or gone to arbitration. Sean Avery, where is he? Where's Sean Avery nowadays?
Esquire Magazine.
Dubinsky, where's he?
Dubinsky.
Columbus.
Dubinsky.
Who else? We got who else went to arbitration? Oh, yeah. Michael Delzato.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well,
get out of here.
But you know who else is on that list?
Who?
You're scaring me now. Derek DePond is on that list.
That's right. Now, I don't know. Did Zuccarello go to arbitration? Zach Budnick's in the chat room. Can you believe this?
Wow.
The ghost of Chief Best. The lanky redhead, Zach Budnick. He says Zuccarello went to arbitration.
Who's Underground's favorite ginger?
Yes. There's one more in there that has been is Gonzo, and I can't think of it at this point. But I will. No, Matt Zuccarello did not go. There's one more guy that's not with the Rangers that also. So, basically, I picked out five guys, and Stepan is the only one who hasn't been traded or thrown away.
Wow.
So, So maybe this is a trend. You know, listen, Saylor is not going to be messing with you. You know how it is with Mr. Magoo there. I mean, you cross him, you don't show a total allegiance, you get spanked
right
in the end.
Once you get on Grandpa's bad side, there's no getting back on it. No getting back.
That's right.
Back on the good side.
So, you know, hopefully Steps gets it together. There was a lot of talk yesterday about Stepan's play. You know, is he going to get it together? Is he going to? And I tried to tell people that, you know, last year, although he had a great season in that shortened season, I don't expect this guy to be a 30-goal scorer and, you know, get 50 assists. I think he's more of a 20-25 guy with, you know, 35, 40 assists. I think that's his high end.
Well, the problem is that he's their first-line center, at least on the roster, on the depth chart. He's their first-line center. And don't you need more than 40, 50 points out of your first-line center?
Yeah, if you're playing with Rick Nash and Chris Kreider, you certainly need to get more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, you know, now that Nash is hot, Nash is a guy you're going to be expecting 40 goals. A big chunk of that's got to come from Stepan. And Kreider is developing into a nice goal scorer. I mean, he could top end at, you know, at least while Stepan's here, it'd be like a 25-30 guy. I mean, yeah, you're right. The problem with Derek Stepan, I think we all know it, is he's just very unselfish. And his hands aren't the greatest, but he needs to score more, and he's got to be unselfish. He cannot keep passing the puck in lieu of a really good score.
Well, was it the Capital game? He had 3 points. He had a goal and 2 assists.
Right. Yep.
So, I think a little bit of that is, you know, as Nash goes, so is going to go Derek Stepan.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Nash is getting his game together, hopefully that will steamroll for Derek Stepan. I mean, Nash is sizzling right now. He's back. I'm officially declaring Rick Nash back.
He's back. I like that. I like to
back
with this. I mean, and we haven't even talked about this yet, but Rick Nash certainly is playing at a high level right now, and he's getting scoring opportunities, and he got 2 goals the other night, and that loss to the Islanders, which I heard that you really took rough. What went on with you with the Islander game?
Well, I hate the Islanders. I hate losing the Islanders. But what I really hate is blowing a 2-goal lead and losing late to the Islanders. That's what I really hate. And then when you compound that with, and I am not blaming the officials, because you will rarely hear me pin a team loss on the officials, but they were of no assistance in that game. So I was sitting over at the club I belong to, and I was sitting at the bar, and I was watching the game on Game Center. And when the Islanders took the lead, I slammed my hand down on the bar. And my wife was sitting next to me, and she says, "All right, calm down. It's time to go home." And I'm sitting there. I hate going to the fucking Islanders. And yeah, I was not happy. There were a lot of elements that went into that. Well, I would rather have lost that game 6-1. Then see them blow a 2-goal lead and lose it late. And I mean, I think it was either Stepan or Callahan got cross-checked across the back when they had Talbot pulled. Speaking of that, I got a question for you. This was an observation that I made, but I figured I'd ask you. Maybe I'm wrong. Is it me, or does it seem like under Vigneault that when the Rangers are down a goal, that he pulls the goalie much earlier than other coaches we've seen. I'm not just comparing him to Tortorella. I'm just comparing, I mean, he seems to pull the goalie down a goal at about the minute and a half to minute 40 mark. He's done it a couple of times. Is that just something, do you see that with, is it other coaches? Am I wrong? Or is that
I haven't noticed that.
I mean, I think Talbot went to the bench the other night against the Islanders with about a minute 40 left in the game. And it kind of occurred to me that he does that. That seems to be his M.O. That he likes that goalie out early. But, you know, too, when you've got a team that's been as strong with the man advantage as the Rangers have.
Exactly. That's where I was going with it.
I guess that might be the right thing to do. All right. I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to – hold on. Let's see here. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Truck off. So I had to switch the output on my phone, otherwise you were going to lose. So anyway,
well,
just an observation that I made.
No, I think that's a great observation. I mean, you got a team that's very dominant on the power. Rangers took stupid penalties in that game. Benoit Pouliot took two bad penalties. One in the offensive zone. I almost told Zuccarello and Broussard, hey, your boy Benny screwed that game up the other night. But then the Rangers took too many men on the ice at the end of the game, and they scored on the power play.
Yeah. Rangers, didn't they have seven men on the ice?
Yeah. That's a joke.
Well, that's
not even six.
Seven men on the ice, Sam.
They came out and they did not play well. They got two goals because they capitalized on Islander mistakes. And yes, I think they kind of had a false sense of security. We're up 2-0. We must be playing well. And they weren't. They were getting out forechecked, which is the Rangers game. Rangers game is to forecheck. And I've said on this program before, if they don't come out and forecheck, they're going to lose. They're going to lose because that's their game. And they look like they didn't have any jump. And they didn't look like they didn't have any jump for three periods. It wasn't just one period. They never got into it. And I'm sick and tired. I had to hear Sam. I watched this game on both channels. When the Rangers were winning, I could tolerate Sam and his love of the Islanders and how every Islander is great and how they miss Lubomir Vyshnovsky and how great Matt Martin is getting his first goal in 48 games and how great Thomas Hickey is and this and that. You go to the Islander game, I switch over. They're like, Rangers are really, you know, capitalizing on us, on the Islanders, and the Islanders are – it was not even a love fest over there. But over with us, our announcers are in love with every guy and – And that Capuano, he looks like Columbo over there, the way he dressed. He looks like a detective. He's not even dressed right. He looks like somebody bum-rolled him before the game or something. He's all, like he worked like a 50-hour shift or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. But, of course, they're the greatest thing since sliced pie. The snow and kept the Ranger fans away, so the Olive fans were loud. And it was, you know. It was annoying. It was an annoying loss. I was annoyed, too. But we got people in our group, Jim. Adam Bartolo is calling it a disgrace. Disgrace? I mean, it's upsetting, but a disgrace? I mean, I don't know. You lose hockey games all the time. We can't win every game. And no, it hurts everybody when we lose to our rivals. But when they beat Chicago a week and a half ago, nobody said a peep. They're the best team in the league. So keep it even keel, you morons out there. Well, not morons, but keep it cool, my Ranger brethren / morons. Let's not get crazy. Let's keep it in perspective. The team is turning it around. They're going to lose. I know it hurts. I know it hurts. I feel it.
Listen, yeah, like I said, you just compound all those things together, and it didn't sit well with me. It didn't sit well with me. But in the grand scheme of things, the sun came out the next day. You went and got the bread and milk and headed for Staten Island in the snow, and the trudging on the sled. You had the dogs. I applaud you. You are a true Ranger fan. Anybody, first of all, anybody goes to Staten Island, I wouldn't go to Staten Island if it was 80 degrees. Much less going to Staten Island I mean, you're out there in a blizzard. You've got, you know, you're all bundled up. The Huskies are mushing. You're trying to get across the Verrazano. And, well, I applaud you. I mean, did you get the bread and milk? Are you good? That's your cue, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I haven't gotten to that. I haven't gotten to the switchboard yet. I still am looking for that thing I wanted to. Staten Island, I never had an experience with Staten Island. I've only stopped there once. I kind of always drive through it.
Yeah, you get into Staten Island and you run for your life.
Well,
but Staten Island give us the great Nick Fotheu, so there is that.
Yes. That's right. We did get Nick Fotheu. We did get Fotheu from Staten Island. But, yeah, I didn't realize that I was miles away from Big Ange.
Oh.
Yes, Big Ange. Bar, the Drunken Monkey. It was only about 3 miles away, and I wound up getting a photo op over there with Big Ange was not around, though. And I know, Jim, you wanted to cut the our love consummated, but that was not to be.
You are not.
There she is.
Big. So
why doesn't it surprise me that she's from Staten Island? Why doesn't that surprise me?
A lot of mafioso. And speaking about another Staten Island, Nick Fotheu.
Penalties to New York, number 22, Nick Fotheu. And
Nick
to the Fotheu. Canadians, number 24, Gilles Lupien. 2 minutes for delaying the game at 7 minutes, 21 seconds.
Now, you know that call that guy just, the French announcer called? That delaying in the game, that was one of those Fotheu where he pulls his sleeves and then he starts doing the Marcus of Queensbury and they start skating around for 20 minutes and there's no fight.
Right.
That's what that was probably all about. Him and Gilles Lupien. So so Michael Delzato's gone. Interesting enough, my friend, our friend Mandar, who has hated Delzato since probably what? Game one of his NHL career?
I think he hated him when he was in the OHL.
I mean, really? He hated Delzato when he was in the womb. I guess. Well, he texts me. They hit you. So,
terrible, terrible. Stop it. Stop it. Stop talking about him.
he texts me that the maintenance crew in at the Predators' home arena there, wherever they play, the Firestone Arena, whatever they play over there, Bridgestone Arena, that they were reinforcing the end boards on either side of the net because Delzato never hits the net, so the boards must be reinforced.
Yeah.
So he was all over that.
Glad.
That's true. Cali fan also mentioned in the chat room, Jim, Frankie C., who was a big Delzato fan, he must be on suicide watch as well.
Yeah, he probably hung himself from the Fort Myers Bridge.
Yeah, it's funny how
threw the bed sheet out the window of that mental institution he's living in.
So that's listen. Here's to you, Staten Island. If we have any fans in Staten Island, we love you, man. But you need to move.
We love big Staten Island fans. It's the gateway to Bayonne.
One thing I noticed that where I live on Long Island, okay, we call it the island. But apparently people from Staten Island also call it the island. And I'm like, you don't live on the real island. Our island's got water and, like, the Hamptons. What does Staten Island have? You know, like, landfill? You know, what do they have?
We have officially lost our entire Staten Island listenership of tonight's show.
I think they do have some nice houses over there. I mean, they do have, like, some nice houses, but I have no idea what goes on over there. I'm just totally, like, I just totally have no idea, you know. I'm a world traveler.
You are. There's no doubt about that.
So, anywho. So the Islander loss bothered me. I thought they took a lot of dumb penalties. As I said about the whole Staten Island thing, I got a chance to meet Zuccarello and Broussard. Very nice young men. Very quiet, not very verbose. Broussard, I had a little bit of a tiny rapport with. I said, "Where's Benoit Pouliot?" And he said, "Not here." I said, "Of course I know he's not here. I'm just saying, you know, you guys in line, you know, you're a line." He's like, "Oh, you mean, oh, Benny couldn't be here." So apparently his nickname is Benny. Can you believe that? Look at this kind of reporting I did. I get it all that. All, call me Scoop Guy for coming up with that one.
All right.
And
I am
Zach,
going to,
you're
going
to speech.
I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call you on Skype. So just give me a minute, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So Jim is going to go do a switcheroo. Hey, we got a big outdoor game coming up, and we'll talk about that in a little bit more. I will be there. I don't know how many of you guys in the chat room are going to be there. I'm going to be for the Devils game. I'm not going to that Fakakna weekend, weekday game on Wednesday. I mean, I'm not even working anymore, and I'm still not going on a Wednesday. Who decided to schedule an outdoor game at night on a Wednesday against the Islanders? So tickets are still on sale for that. I'm a little weary about how many people they're going to get for that Islander game. I know everybody will go to the first one, so it'll be interesting. I do have tickets. I will be at that Islander Devil game very early. Very early. I mean, the Devil game, yes. So the Rangers have made some, you know, they make a little move there. I think it's going to be a good move. I think it's going to be addition by subtraction. And let's get back to Jim, who's probably live. Jim, are you live?
Jim!
Jim! How are you, my friend?
Hello again, everyone.
Yeah, so this is good. This is a good thing. Tonight, Rangers take on the St. Louis Blues. And,
yeah.
You know, Blues who had been very good and they're starting to cool off a little. Not cool off a little, but have been struggling. They've had problems in goal, Jim. I don't know if you knew that. Brian Elliott has been struggling of late, and the Halak has not been the Halak of the past. But they have a good team, good young team, so we'll see what happens tonight. So we wanted to, Jim, maybe you do the announcement. You're better at these announcements than I am. I kind of teased it a little. But perhaps you can do the actual announcement. Jim will be leaving the show.
Now, Sunday, we got the big stadium series coming up. Got the Rangers and Devils on Sunday at Yankee Stadium, the house that Ego built up there in the Bronx, and then followed up by Wednesday's game at Yankee Stadium against the Islanders, or if you look at their stadium series jerseys, if you ask me, it's the Giants. We've got these two big stadium series games. They're taking the game to the elements, going outdoors in the Bronx with the drive-bys and fires and everything else. I can hear Howard Cosell. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bronx is burning.
But, the Bronx is burned.
But I digress. Sunday's game, 12:30 Eastern, 10:30 Mountain Standard Time, which is where us Arizonians currently reside. We will have a viewing party at 10:30 in the morning. Details are on our Facebook page. It is at Mesa Tri-City 3468, the Fraternal Order of Eagles. We will be gathering to watch the game on the big screen. But even better than that, one Edward Arthur Geik will be in attendance at the game on Sunday. And even better than that, we will be doing a live, as Bill O'Reilly once said, or is it Bill Riley? Is it O'Reilly or Bill Riley? It's O'Reilly, right?
Bill O'Reilly. Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live. A live broadcast from Yankee, from outside Yankee Stadium. Eddie will dodge a hail of gunfire. Yes. Here goes our Bronx contingent. I've only got three boroughs left.
Yeah, we're alienating all the boroughs tonight.
We will be broadcasting live. We will start the show. What time did we decide we're going to start the show? We're going to start at 10:30 Sunday morning, Eastern time?
10:30, yes.
Okay. And I will begin broadcasting at 8:30 Sunday morning, Arizona time. So the Arizona contingent, you are welcome to join me at the viewing party at 8:30. We will have technological setup so that you can actually listen to the show while I am broadcasting. We will set up. We'll have breakfast. We are going to have breakfast burritos cooked by my good friend, Mr. Brian Atwell. And then we will have all kinds of beer specials. We'll have happy hour going. We got the big screen, the projector, brand new projector being put in just in time for the big game on Sunday. It's going to be an epic day as the Rangers take on the Three Brothers Pizza hockey team from looking at their jerseys, the Team Italy.
Yes, that Team Italy jerseys are those.
Columbus.
Like the Columbus, the Christmas ornament, uniform, whatever they call it. Yeah, I don't know. I saw the stadium jerseys for the Rangers. I'm not all hot on them. They're just kind of like,
you know what they are? They're kind of a combination of the Liberty jersey and the road jersey from the 80s. They're kind of a combination of the two. They're okay. I don't think they're as nice as the Winter Classic jersey that they came up with a couple of years ago. But I don't know. Maybe their options were kind of a little Wolfpack. Cali fans, right? They're kind of Wolfpack.
Yeah, they're a little Wolfpacky. Yeah, they're Wolfpacky.
I think if you put the Wolfpack jersey, if you take the Wolfpack jersey, add the Liberty jersey, and add the 80s road jersey, if you put them all together, you'd get something like what they're wearing for these Stadium Series jerseys. Personally, I would have liked to have seen a blue Winter Classic jersey, maybe in the Heritage blue. But since they have to be the away team for these two games, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous, don't get me started on that, they have to wear a white jersey. So, but a Heritage blue of the Winter Classic jersey, I think, would have been nice.
I wanted to ask you this. For this stadium series, where does the money go? Like, who gets the bulk of the money? How is that divvied up?
That's a good question. I mean, because technically this is a Devils home game. So do the Devils, are the gate receipts split? Or do the, you know, what about the concessions? You know, who gets that?
Right.
That's a good question, actually. I don't know. Does the NHL, I mean, it sounds like a Fonzie scheme.
Sounds like a Fonzie scheme. Maybe, speaking of which, we haven't even touched upon it. Our former Napoleon complex.
Oh, fucking jackass. I can change. I'll have to change.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Sorry, Dutch.
What?
I can change.
I need the Rocky speech from Rocky IV. If I could change, and you could change, then everybody could change. You know what? Good riddance. He's all yours, Riot Town. He's all yours. He's all yours.
Yeah. The Gong Show has begun. And at the end, they'll bring out Dad, Gene, the dancing machine, and then it'll be all over. You'll have had enough of him.
Speaking of those two idiots up in Vancouver, I thought of a great name for the Rangers power play only Game of Thrones fans are going to get the reference, but the new name for the Rangers power play is the Unsullied.
The Unsullied. Very good.
They're officially the Unsullied.
You are brilliant. That is a brilliant merging of the hockey world and the Game of Thrones world and the Rangers world. I love it. The Unsullied. Well, you figure that, the little man, the little Ginzo would go nuts after they lost 9 games in a row and then pull this nonsense, which basically was so stupid. Because Calgary put out a tough line, their fourth line, and so he had to do in kind, and then there was a line brawl and the whole thing, and then he went after the coach, Bob Hartley. And what's the big deal? What's the big deal? In his crazy mind, he thinks he's getting the team some jump. He's sparking the team. Well, guess what? He's losing like fucking $80,000 or whatever he's losing for the 2 weeks he's missing.
Fucking discipline here now.
Yeah. There's the man. That's the man speaking out his ass again. I'm so glad we don't have him anymore. I don't know what I just had to bring it up. I don't think we even mentioned his name.
We've got to talk about it.
I hit the real name because we try not to do that. But another Gong Show, another ridiculous nonsense. Distract you from what really going on is the total distraction. I see Henrik Sedin also lost his Iron Man record that he was like fifth all time. Welcome to Torch's world. You're going to be here every week.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So enough of that, Ben. The buffoon and your boy, your Cambino there, the great Cambino, loses a game against the Islanders. And now all of a sudden, now everybody's like, why are we still Henrik every game? You know, like, you can't please these the lower-end Ranger fans. We should have started Henrik. But,
well,
you know,
that was Henrik the shampoo flu.
I know. He had the shampoo flu. He had the head and shoulders.
Yeah.
He sniffing the head and shoulders, and he got a cold.
What was the what was the game before that that Talbot played?
You love Talbot. Lawrence Talbot. Do you know who Lawrence Talbot is?
Ottawa. Obviously, it was the last game he played. Made 29 saves on 30 shots. The Alabama Slammer. The Goal Buster. The Great Cambino.
That's right.
The Huntsville Horror.
That's right. Yeah, I have a Goal Buster. I don't know. Well, I'm making up things now.
Lawrence Talbot was the Wolfman.
Very good.
Sorry. Jump in fast enough. He played. He was terrific against Ottawa. So,
Zach is asking me, Eddie, do you see the suit Al Troutwick is wearing? I'm doing a radio show here. I don't watch the TV and do a show. I'm 100% focused, Zach. You know this from the old days. And why would I watch that ridiculous show anyway? All we're going to talk about is the other team and how great St. Louis is and Alex Steen. The Alex Steen, Shane Schwartz. Oh, Vladimir Tarasenko's got the flu, Sam. Oh, they're so hard. Oh, everything, how bad the other team's injuries are, and woe is me about, oh, God, what a great job they've done. Oh, they're going to go on all night tonight. I was Troutwig. Al Trout face.
Joe Micheletti's old, isn't that who he played for? They'll probably show career highlights.
Yeah.
Did Micheletti play for the Blues?
Yeah,
he did. He was an offensive defenseman.
So
good for him.
And I looked at, good for you. So so we'll see what's going to go on.
Joe Micheletti with a storied 6-year career.
He did play in the WHA, too, I think, too, as well, with the Edmonton Oilers.
That is correct. Look at you. You are on your game.
You know.
On your game.
I know it's surprisingly more than I really should know about the World Hockey Association. So I don't know. I don't know why that is.
You are a WHA laureate. I'll give you that much.
Yeah. I don't know what that wins me, but I'll take it. We've got a phone
call. Get your
call.
House in Staten Island.
Is this somebody that's... Yeah, well, Jesus. Man, and the armed guards are
like
on there.
Number of, I think he used to call in from 917.
All right, let's see. Zach, is this you? 917-440, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is Frank on the island. What's going on, man? First time caller.
Which
Frank?
Island?
Long Island.
Long Island, there you go.
Well, Frank, I'm glad you could join us tonight. What kind of range of conversation would you like to partake in?
No, actually, I'm very excited that they actually started to play well. I know everybody set that benchmark at 20 games in the beginning of the year, but I had a feeling it would take a little longer than that. And to see them actually starting to gel and be fun now when I come home to watch them play, right in time for the stadium series, I'm pretty excited. And I think hopefully the second half they'll keep this up. You know, who knows what could happen in the second half. Just a break now, this Olympic break is going to suck. That's the only problem.
And I totally agree with you. Now they score 4 goals. They give up a goal. All right, the Islander game was a little, you know, that was an aberration hopefully. You know, they kind of, you know, they're the power play. I'm anticipating the power play. I'm getting psyched for it. I'm getting back on the edge of my seat. They're rolling 2 really good offensive lines. When was the last time they rolled 2 good offensive lines? Can anybody
probably
remember?
94.
That's what everybody I ask says the same thing, 94. Yeah, things are good. It's a fun game to watch when, you know, compared to what we've been treated to with the previous 2 coaches. I mean,
yeah,
you know, the odd...
Not that style of play that you're like, all right, they go up 1-0 and or they're down 1-0 and you're just waiting for something to happen. They play an up and down style. I'm loving the way they play. And look, I'm going on the record right now. I didn't think the previous coach should have got fired. I kind of thought he was finally getting the team where he wanted. But now seeing the way AV coaches, how he is with the media, how he runs the team, it's much more of a pleasure to watch them and even listen to him. You know, in the post and pregame interviews now, he's not acting like a douche with the media.
Yeah. No. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm just agreeing with Frank. He handles himself with class and a little humor. He doesn't take himself too seriously. You know, he speaks his mind. He's not afraid to answer a question. It's refreshing. Good or bad, whatever the answer is, it's refreshing. To get a little snippet out of the coach instead of, you know, don't ask me that, don't push me, I'm not going to answer that, next question, you know, I got to get the bread and milk, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's certainly more of a treat. And the styles were so drastically different that, and I'm with Frank, I thought they would get it straightened out a lot earlier, but they didn't. And they finally have been able to get it together. And then and what I see, I like. But they, again,
yeah,
like any system, they got to come to play. And I really didn't think they came to play in that Islander game at all.
Nah, and you know what? Jim, you said it before. It just fucking sucks losing to the Islanders. I was so pissed off when they lost on Tuesday night. And I was actually lucky enough. I worked down in the city, so I actually went over to Bryant Park on Tuesday to see the whole that event that they were doing. It was kind of funny. The Islanders really rolled out the the big shots, you know, alumni with Eric Karens, Pat Flatley, and Glenn Healy, and we got Leach, Richter, Maloney, and Boomer skating around. It was hysterical.
The Islanders rolled out three guys that played for the Rangers.
And
right, basically.
The Devils, you know, with all their, you know, God killed me, but all their success that they had, the best they could do was Jim Dowd, Ken Danico, and Brent Marsh, some other guy, I never even heard of him before, but it was a fun event, and I'm happy leading up to the series they're actually playing well. I'm actually going to be the maniac that's going to be sitting out there Wednesday freezing my balls off, but what are you going to do?
Oh, boy. God bless.
I actually got tickets today on one of the secondary websites because nobody wants to go to that game for $40.
That's
in the bleachers.
Deal.
Yeah,
awesome.
$40 in the bleachers. You know what? Why not?
Oh, of course. You got to do it. Is tonight the game in L.A.? Is that tonight?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday is the game in L.A.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm surprised Francesca's not talking about it all day, about how hot it's going to be over there on Saturday, because that's all we had to hear today was how it's going to snow on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, I'm glad you mentioned that, because you reminded me of something I wanted to say. I think we lost Eddie off the switchboard, so... But, you know, Roger Goodell did an interview with the Daily News the other day. And, of course, you know, they were asking him, well, what about, you know, bad weather playing outdoors? And he says, you know, he says, our game was meant to be played outdoors. He says, I don't understand it. He says, the NHL is an indoor game. They take their game outside to play in the elements, and everybody thinks it's brilliant. We do the same thing with an outdoor game, and we're idiots. He says, I don't understand that.
You didn't hear one person complaining about the Winter Classic, about anything. It's amazing how I think we're not going to hear about Sherman. We're going to hear about 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, the weather, and it's going to be sickening.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Hold on a second. I'm just looking to see if Eddie's. Okay, Eddie.
If you get a chance, I don't want to make this to a football show, but did you see the YouTube of him opening up the Super Bowl gift packet that they give you when you walk in when you get into the building?
No, I'll have to check that out.
It's pure drama. It's hysterical. He has no idea. He tries to put earmuffs on that aren't the earmuffs that go over your head, the one that go around your head.
Oh, I heard about that. I did hear about that. But I didn't watch the video.
you got to see it's classic.
I'll have to check it out. All right, Frank. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and we hope you'll call in again. We're gonna take another call.
Absolutely, guys. Go Rangers tonight.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Frankie. Take care. All right. So I see Eddie is back in the chat room, but not on the switchboard. So I got Justin on hold. I'm going to bring Justin on. Justin will be at the big viewing party on Sunday. How are you, Justin?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Not too much. Just driving home. What's going on?
Just talking about the Rangers.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
And the Super Bowl.
Shit. Fuck, I think I called him the wrong program.
Oh, do you want to talk about Greg Maddux?
Yeah, losing to the Yankees. Can we talk about Tanaka?
No,
we
can't. So, what's your take with Eddie? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Islander game, Tortorella, Vigneault, the Delzato trade, the Stadium Series, the big viewing party? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, so much to cover, so little time. Well, the Islanders game, I mean, what can you say? We blew that big time, but I still think the Delzato trade was poor asset management. No one agrees with me because everyone hates him, but, you know, I still think that we could have got more, maybe not right at this minute, but if we would have held or waited out a little bit longer. Yeah, we had to put up with some of his nonsense on the ice, sure. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. I feel like a guy who put up 40 points as a D-man twice, you know, a little bit more valuable than that. I don't know.
Well,
but,
I mean, maybe if they'd have tried to trade him in September, but he's done absolutely nothing to improve his trade value from the start of the season. It wasn't going to get any better, and Vigneault didn't trust him enough to give him the ice time to try and improve his game. It just wasn't happening. It was over. Done. You know, we got to move on.
Hopefully the guy we got can fill in and be solid, you know.
Eddie, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I wanted to tell Frank that I heard Glenn Healy looked really bad. He looked like he had aged like 40 years.
Wait a minute.
Really? Been 20 years. Yeah, he looked really bad. Is this Justin on the Wynn phone?
Yes.
And what does Justin have to say?
I was just talking about the Delzato deal. It's kind of upsetting. I wish we could have got more, really, but I guess it is what it is, you know.
What are you going to get for the guy? I mean, other than he's young, that's all he's got going for him.
Well, yeah, he also had two 40-point seasons. You know, a 23-year-old defenseman who can put up 40-point seasons are kind of hard to come by, you know? So
if you get bread and milk for him.
Well, I mean, what?
Gotta
yeah, he hasn't done much, but, I mean...
I got to get the bread and milk.
We haven't played him on the... He also didn't
get the bread
and
milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Sorry, Justin. Jim has been queuing me all show long to put that on. I finally came through for him.
Fair enough. I don't know. It just sucks. I feel like they could have done a better job, you know, trying to get rid of him at a different time. But it is what it is. As long as this guy can fill in and play good defense, that's all I really care about at this point.
You know, Justin, first fight, he gets it and beats the pulp out of some guy. Running long ways. Everybody's going.
True. Plus, I don't have to hear the fans bitch about him anymore, which is nice. I hope we beat the fucking piss out of the Islanders and the fucking Devils in this stadium series, because I'm so fucking sick and tired of losing those fucking bummy-ass fucks.
I can't beat them. They can't beat the Islanders at the Garden, which annoys me. And they can't beat the Devils, period.
Yeah, well, maybe the Yankee Stadium ice will provide us some good luck.
Yeah.
Either that or you can buy some used steroid needles around.
Hey. we can bring A-Rod as a trainer. He needs a new job, right?
That's right. A-Rod for trainer. I like the way you think. There you go. All right, Justin. Well, get out of here, you big animal.
Huh?
Get out of here.
All right, Justin.
All right. Enough of him.
Brian Dubinsky, 5 shots on goal in this game. Brian Dubinsky.
Brian Dubinsky.
Brian Dubinsky.
Sorry. That was an old one. I just found it. Anyway. Yeah, so we've got we got like a minute left in this broadcast. Jim, thanks again for joining me. I love you. I love you like
Anytime.
A brother.
Always a lot of fun.
Thanks to the chat room. You got Rock.
And I will speak to you Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. And catch us here again with the happy recap probably Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. All
good
right.
Everybody.
Enjoy the game tonight. Good night, everybody.